Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda, and I'm 17, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we're reading, all that good stuff. And today we're actually recording from the Hudson Area Library. Shout out to the library.
Yay.
And I'm really happy to have Mishuda here with me because we haven't been able to be in the same room talking about books for a while. So what have you been reading recently that you've enjoyed?
I have read The Great Gatsby by Fitzgerald in school.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
What's it about?
It's about Nick Carraway narrating the story of Gatsby and his achieving his American dream and his love of Daisy.
And what did you like about it?
I really enjoyed reading it. The setting of like Fitzgerald saying done in 1920s. Yeah.
Did you like the characters and the character development, sort of learning about each of them?
I really like Gatsby because he's very innocent. He always thinks everyone is good. He's not very judge of a character. But I don't like Daisy because she always thinks wealth is good. She's selfish, I would say.
Would you suggest that people that haven't read it should read it?
Yeah.
So I should read it sometime. Yeah. It's one of those classics that I tried reading it once and I was listening to the audiobook and it just didn't work for me, so I put it down and I feel like someday I should read it again. But I've also seen the movie, so I kind of know what happens.
Yeah.
Although I've heard it's sort of different.
Yeah.
The movie that I've seen. So maybe someday. It's on my list of all the classics that you all read in school that I need to pick up. I've decided this is the year that I'll finally read Old Man and the Sea, even though most of you hated it. Did you like that one?
No.
No? I know Fahim just read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and was not very fond of it. But Antonia loved it, so you never know. Maybe I, too, will love it. I'll have to try it out. Well, my most recent read was a contemporary book instead of a classic. It was Tight by Tori Maldonado, which is a middle grade book by our friend Tori Maldonado, who often comes to the Children's Book Festival, the Hudson Children's Book Festival. He's just a really wonderful person. He's a teacher and author, and he's really great at working with young people, so it's always nice when he comes to the festival. And I'm so excited that he has this new book out. His first book was Secret Saturdays, which was great. And this one I liked even more. It's called Tight. I'm going to read the description of the book that I found on the web because I thought it summed it up very nicely. Tight. Lately, Brian's been feeling in all kinds of ways. Brian knows what's tight for him, reading comics, drawing superheroes, and hanging out with no drama. But drama is every day where he's from, and that gets him tight, wound up. And now Brian's friend Mike pressures him with ideas of fun that are crazy risky. At first, it's a rush following Mike, hopping turnstiles, subway surfing, and getting into all kinds of trouble. But Brian never really feels right acting so wrong, and drama really isn't him. So which way will he go? Especially when his dad tells him it's better to be hard and feared than liked. But if there's one thing Brian's gotten from his comic heroes, it's that he has power to stand up for what he feels. Tori Maldonado delivers a fast-paced, insightful, dynamic story capturing urban community life. Readers will connect with Brian's journey as he navigates a tough world with a heartfelt desire for a different life. So it's this nice book about this kid, Brian, who's like, to me, he's an awesome kid because he's a nice kid. He likes hanging out with his friends. He likes reading comics. He's really into superheroes and comic books. And at the beginning, he meets this kid, Mike, who his mother invites home for dinner. He lives in the neighborhood, and she invites him home, and he's calling his mom, Ma, and it makes him feel annoyed. He's kind of like, "What? Who is this kid, and why is he coming over for dinner?" But then they strike up a friendship, and they bond over their love of comics, and they start going on these adventures, which are really fun, but then every once in a while, it sort of crosses a line for him, and he's not sure about it. And then he eventually meets some other friends, too. And so it's sort of this nice piece that deals with these, teen boys' friendships, as well as, relationships with family, and it was a really nice book. I liked it a lot.
It sounds like it.
And I listened to this one on audio, and Tori Maldonado was reading the book, which was awesome. He's a really great book narrator. Like, his voice was really good, and I feel like he really captured the characters. I actually think he could, I mean, it's nice that he was reading his own book, but I think he could read other audiobooks and do a really good job too. So, Tori, if you're listening, potential third career for you could be a teacher, an author, and an audiobook narrator, as well as a dad and a husband and a friend and a son and all that stuff. But he's also coming to the Hudson Children's Book Festival this year. So if you want to check out that book out, you could check it out from the library, or, you know, get a copy at your local bookstore or wherever you get your books. Or you can come and meet Tori at the Hudson Children's Book Festival. It's going to be on Saturday, May 4th, 2019. That's the first Saturday of May, which is the day the book festival is every year.
Yeah.
You can come meet him, get signed copy.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. What do you think about the Hudson Children's Book Festival?
Yeah, I go there every year.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're starting to release the names of authors that are coming this year, and it's so exciting. So for those who don't know, the Hudson Children's Book Festival is the first Saturday in May, and this is going to be the 11th festival year. So for the past 10 years, every first Saturday in May, there's been a wonderful children's book festival right here in the city of Hudson at the Hudson City School District Junior Senior High School. And there's authors and illustrators of books for kids from like babies through high school. There's even occasionally some books that are maybe meant for adults but that are accessible for kids. And they have author visits during the day at school. You had some author visits last year. Do you remember who came?
Sam J. Miller came.
Oh, great. We love Sam J. Miller. He's a Bound by Books favorite. We've had him on the show twice now. And he has a new book coming out this year, a book for teens, called Destroy All Monsters.
Wow.
So excited for it. I can't wait.
When is it coming out?
Let's see. Destroy All Monsters is coming out July 2019, so it won't be out before the book festival. But maybe we can get some scoop from him about what the book's going to be about and what he's excited about and maybe what he's working on next. So it's nice. There's author visits in the schools during the day, and then the big festival day, there's, I forget how many, 80, 75, 100 children's book authors and illustrators that have their books all tabled out. So you can meet them and talk with them. You can buy their books. You can get signatures on books. Take your picture with your favorite author. They have some story times where they have like a little nooks in the space where especially the picture book authors will do like a little story time for the kids and read their books.
Yeah.
So that's fun. And it's just fun because everybody comes out, like all the students. And yeah, so save the date for the Hudson Children's Book Festival, Saturday, May 4th, 2019 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. You won't want to miss it. And be sure to keep an eye out for the announcement of our special radio show that we do before the book festival, usually the Friday right before the book festival, the day before we interview authors and illustrators on the radio during the afternoon show. So we'll let you know once that's confirmed and who's going to be there, and be sure to tune in. But anyways, back to books and such. Is there anything that you're either currently reading or excited to read, or even like a movie or something that you're excited about?
I think there's a movie just came out named Replicase. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to watch that.
What's it about? I haven't heard of this one.
It's about a guy who's like lost his children and his love of his life, wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he clones his family, so it's about the journey.
That's always a good idea.
So,
what made you want to see it?
It's interesting. Basically, my science teacher showed it to us that basically we were studying about cloning. And so basically it made me realize that it can be good and it can also be in a bad situation. So, because like things are going around, like cloning. I think they recently cloned monkeys. I mean, monkeys.
So, because you can never have enough monkeys.
So,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's interesting, so.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm most excited to see movie-wise. I do want to see If Beale Street Could Talk, which is a newer release that hasn't started showing around here yet. I think it's up in Albany, so I'm kind of waiting for it to come down our way. But it's based on a novel by James Baldwin, and it's directed by Barry Jenkins, whose work I've really enjoyed in the past. So I'm keeping an eye out for that one to come here. I'm also really excited for the upcoming Marvel movies, both the next Avengers movie as well as Captain Marvel, who I love, and I think that movie's going to be so good. So excited for it.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. Oh, and in Marvel news, Black Panther was recently nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture, wow. So that's cool. It's the first superhero movie to ever be nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars, so that's a big achievement. I thought that movie was awesome.
Yeah.
Yay! Now, what am I reading next? Currently, I'm reading Akata Witch, which is a fun book by Nnedi Okorafor about a young woman who has just moved to Nigeria. She is of Nigerian descent, but she had been living in the U.S. and just moves back to Nigeria. And she's albino, so she sticks out visually in her new home. And she starts learning about the leopard people, which are basically witches and wizards and warlocks. You know, they're basically people with magic. That's the term for them there in this book. And so she learns that she has magic, and so she's trying to learn what that means and how to work it and meet some friends, and it's very fun. And I'm also looking forward to the third volume of the Black Hammer series by Jeff Lemire. It's a comic book series about these superheroes or ex-superheroes that have been living sort of, not necessarily in exile, they ended up on this farm and they can't get out. They're stuck there. So it's not like they were exiled. Something happened and they ended up on this farm living as, you know, trying to pass as normal people, but they're all quirky superheroes, and it's a really fun series. But it's a tricky one because I only get the volumes about once a year, so I always have to remember back a year ago to what happened. So I might have to read the first and second ones again. We'll see. Are you reading anything new in school?
Not recently, but I think I'm going to read the book that you just recommended, The Witch. What was that?
Oh, Akata Witch?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because it sounds really interesting.
So you're thinking about reading that on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not for school.
No, not for
school. I was like, oh, that's interesting. They're reading that at school.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we just had a new friend enter the not studio, because we're at the library, to the library. So we're going to talk with Fahim as well. Hi, Fahim.
Hey, this is Fahim, and I'm going to be talking about the school play. This year, we're going to be doing Fame.
Yay! Mm-hmm. I love Fame.
Well, Fame is about a lot of like high schoolers, like going to this PA school, learning about
performing arts.
Yeah,
yeah.
learning about music, drama, instruments, all that, singing and everything. And it's very fun. And these high schoolers, they come from like different places. Like some come from like gangs, and others like not so good neighborhoods. So, and then some who are rich, but like they don't get the fame their like parents do. But they feel like they're like loser to their parents and everything. They're trying to prove their parents that they're good, and it like there the whole story happens, and then something tragic happens. It almost changes the high school, but they don't change it. They don't change it. Like I'm not saying a lot. There's a lot of details. I think. Yeah, that's it.
Cool. Are you in the play?
Yeah.
Yay! Awesome. I'm very excited for the school play. I love the music of Fame. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, but I borrowed it from the library so I can have a refresher. The music's very fun. I'm not sure how much the musical is similar to the movie versus really the TV different. Show. And
the TV show and the musical is very similar, but the movie and the musical is not. It's very different.
Is the music similar? There's some of the same songs? At least the theme song.
One
or two. It's gotta be.
Mostly not.
I hope they have my favorite songs.
What's your favorite song?
I really like I Sing the Body Electric. And I love, I mean, the Fame is a good song too. Oh. So that I'm pretty sure is in it. And I like, oh God, there's so many. There's the Red Light song. And there's the Hot Lunch Jam where they're all like playing at the lunch counter. Like, it's very fun. But it's also like serious, if I remember correctly from the movie. Like, there's a lot of serious issues that they sort of tackled. Mm-hmm. as well as it being like a fun musical. So yay, I'm excited. When's the play this year?
I think it's like May. No, not May, like March, something like that.
Well, once we know the official date of the play, we'll be sure to announce it on the radio.
Who's your favorite character?
I haven't seen it in so long, I'm not sure. And I don't remember their names.
Do you like Nick, Carmen?
I don't know. Do you have a favorite character?
Not yet.
Not yet? I'll let you know once I rewatch if I have a favorite. And then after I see the play, I can update that. Be like, actually, this character is my favorite in the play. They might be different. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just about out of time for today. But we hope everyone has a good week and reads lots of books. Yeah. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Emily.
Fahim.
Mishuda.
From Bound by Books, and we're here to share some poetry with you. All of the poems we're going to share today are from the book Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets, 100 Poems to Rip Out and Read, published in conjunction with the Academy of American Poets and selected by Bruno Novaski. So we hope you enjoy them. So I think we're going to start with Mishuda.
My poem is The Trap. Inside the old chair, I found another chair. Though smaller, I liked sitting in it better. Inside that chair, I found another chair. Though smaller in many ways, I felt good sitting in it. Inside that chair, I found another chair. It was smaller and seemed to be made just for me inside that chair. Still another. It was very small, so small I could hardly get out of it. Inside that chair, I found yet another. And in that, another and another, until I was sitting in a chair so small it would be difficult to say I was sitting in a chair at all. I could not rise or fall, and no one could catch me. The Trap was by James Dean.
So I'm going to read a poem called Revival by Steve Crow. Snow is a mind, falling a continuous breath of climbs, loops, spirals, dips into the earth like white fireflies, wanting to land, finding a wind between houses, diving like moths into their own light, so that one wonders if snow is a wing's long memory across winter. Thought that was so pretty.
Yeah. It's about snow.
I love a good snow.
I'm going to be reading I Asked My Mother to Sing by Lee Young Lee. She begins and my mother joins her. Mother and daughter sing like young girls. If my father were alive, he would play his accordion and sway like a boat. I've never been in Peking or the Summer Palace, nor stood on the great stone boat to watch the rain begin on Quang Ming Lake. Like the picnickers running away in the grass, but I love to hear it sung, how the water lies fill the rain until they overturn, spilling water into water, then rock back and fill with more. Both women have begun to cry, but neither stops her song.
Another poem is Strange Beautiful Woman. A strange beautiful woman met me in the mirror. An other night, hey, I said, what you doing here? She asked me the same thing.
That's fun. Okay, this one is called There Is No Word for Goodbye by Mary Tallmountain. And there's a little definition at the bottom. Sequoia means aunt, mother's sister. Sequoia, I said, looking through the net of wrinkles into wise black pools of her eyes. What do you say in Athabascan when you leave each other? What is the word for goodbye? A shade of feeling rippled the wind-tanned skin. Ah, nothing, she said, watching the river flash. She looked at me close. We just say tla. That means see you. We never leave each other. When does your mouth say goodbye to your heart? She touched me light as a bluebell. You forget when you leave us. You're so small then. We don't use that word. We always think you're coming back, but if you don't, we'll see you someplace else. You understand. There is no word for goodbye.
This one's called Today by Frank O'Hara. Oh, kangaroos, sequins, chocolate sodas. They really are beautiful. Perils, harmonicas, jujubes, aspirins, all the stuff they've always talked about. See what makes a poem a surprise. These things are with us every day, even on beachheads or and buyers. They do have meaning. They're strong as rocks.
The Brave Man by Wallace Stevens. The sun that brave men thumbs through boughs that lie in wait. That brave man. Green and gloomy eyes in dark forms of the grass run away. The good stars, pale helms and spiky spars, run away. Fears of my bed, fears of life, fears of death, run away. That brave man comes up from below and walks without meditation. That brave man.
Okay, this is Fishmonger by Marsden Hartley. I have taken scales from off the cheeks of the moon. I have made fins from blue jays' wings. I have made eyes from damsons in the shadow. I have taken flushes from the peach lips in the sun. From all these I have made a fish of heaven for you. Set it swimming on a young October sky. I sit on the bank of the stream and watch the grasses in amazement as they turn to ashy gold. Are the fishes from the rainbow still beautiful to you, for whom they are made, for whom I have set them swimming?
This one's called How Poetry Comes to Me by Gary Snyder. It comes blundering over the boulders at night. It stays frightened outside the range of my campfire. I got to meet it at the edge of the light.
Skyscrapers by Rachel Field. Do skyscrapers ever grow tired of holding themselves up high? Do they ever shiver on frosty nights with their tops against the sky? Do they feel lonely sometimes because they have grown so tall? Do they ever wish they could just lie down and never get up at all?
Okay, this one is called The Bean Eaters by Gwendolyn Brooks. They eat beans mostly, this old yellow pair. Dinner is a casual affair. Plain shipware on a plain and creaking wood, tin flatware. Two who are mostly good, two who have lived their day, but keep on putting on their clothes and putting things away. And remembering. Remembering with twinklings and twinges, as they lean over the beans in their rented back room that is full of beads and receipts and dolls and cloths, tobacco crumbs, vases, and fringes.
This one's called The White Horse by D.H. Lawrence. The youth walks up to the white horse to put its halter on, and the horse looks at him in silence. They are so silent, they are in another world.
Why Some People Be Mad at Me Sometimes by Lucille Clifton. They ask me to remember, but they want me to remember their memories, and I keep on remembering mine.
Great. Well, these are all, again, from Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets, 100 Poems to Rip Out and Read, selected by Bruno Novaski, and also selected by us. So we chose the poems to read from the book. So check out the book. It's available at your library, but please, of course, do not rip out and read the poems. But we are happy to make photocopies for you. Or if you have your own copy, rip away. Woo! Anyways, we hope everyone has a great day, reads lots of good books. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.